tough day all around the NFL, including here at the UC Health Training Center, as the Broncos get down to the 53-man roster, joined now by head coach Gary Kubiak. And you had to say goodbye to a lot of good players today, but what does that say about the depth of this roster when you can say goodbye to a guy like Steven Johnson?
No, it's a very strong roster, and John and his staff have done a tremendous job. And you're right, today's a tough day. There's also about half of those guys that have an opportunity possibly coming back on your practice squad. So you're having discussions all over the map today, you know. I mean, telling some guys no, and then obviously making calls to other guys that are thrilled, you know. So it's part of the business. We all understand it, but you work through it, and time to go to work.
Like you mentioned, on the other side of the equation, some guys played their way onto this roster, including a guy like Benny Fowler.
It's Simeon takes a snap, throws a fade route. He's got Fowler there. Fowler makes a catch and a touchdown.
What have you seen from him throughout training camp and the preseason?
Well, he's been explosive, you know, on special teams and when he's had opportunities to get his hands on the ball. But the thing I was really impressed with, I think he pushed through, a hip injury the other night that was bothering him. It was very difficult for him to get out there and play, but he knew how important it was to let his teammates know he wanted to be a part of this team and let this organization know. So I'm proud of him pushing through.
And now the team turns its sights on the regular season. First week, an opponent that you know very well. What did you learn in your year there in Baltimore that's helped you now become a better head coach?
Well, they're a great organization, you know, from the top down. The ownership, obviously, he's a great guy. Ozzie Newsome, having a chance to be around him, and then John Harbaugh is one of the more successful coaches in the business. So I think any time you're in any business, regardless of what it is, when you're around people that have been successful, you get a chance to draw from that. And I feel very fortunate to have a great year there, and I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for that year, so I'm appreciative of that.
Okay, the Broncos and Ravens kick things off next Sunday. For head coach Gary Kubiak, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.